We're up to Halacha Dalet, page Kuf Zayin, is it? I can't see the photocopy here. Kuf Zayin. Simen Pei Halacha Dalet, Kuf Zayin. And page Kuf Zayin. Also, Litin Pri Oimayim Al Hatanu La'acha Shuhusak Misham. Mishusak mishum de efsha sheyar tiach hamayim de sheyitzle hapri. You have an oven, and the oven is burning hot. You've taken out all of husak. You've taken out the wood before Shabbos is begun. You have removed all of the wood from the oven. However, the oven still retains its intense heat, and now you have a fruit, or you have a glass of water, a cup of water, and a pot of water, and you want to put it into the oven in order to take out the chill, or to heat up the fruit. So what's the problem? What are you doing already? There's no fuel, there's no fire burning in the oven. Along comes the Hakitzer and says it's also because there may be so much heat that's retained inside the oven that it may boil. The water in the kettle may boil and the fruit may be cooked. So you may actually calmly day bishul. Bishul does not have to be over an open flame. Bishul can be done even in an area, in an enclosure that is very, very hot. So one more time. Also, you may not put a pre or water upon a tanner after you've taken out all of the coals. Mishum the the water may boil hamayim pri, and the fruit may become roasted. That's not my kavanah. My kavanah is not that the water should boil. My kavanah is only to take out the chill out of the water in order to warm up the fruit. If the heat is so intense that it's possible for the water to be cooked and for the fruit to be roasted, it is also leichamim sham in order to be heated up over there. V'chein pashtida, likewise pashtida. What's pashtida? It's some type of kugel. Okay, you know what it's pachais?
Yeah.
Pachah. So someone told me pachah is the perfect mushel for a litvak. Why? Why? It's cold. It's cold. It shuckles. And if you try to warm it up, it gets ruined. What? You never saw Litvak shuckle? Come, I'll show you. Okay. So the chain pashtida, kugel, or whatever this is, sheyesh by shuman, has congealed fat. Ein lahamidai neged hamadur, you may not put it opposite an open flame, oyal atanu or an oven, b'mokam sheyochel artiach, if the congealed fat will melt and will become yad seledesbo. Afal pish ein died to el lechan lechan. Even though your intent is only to warm it up, your covenant is not to make it burning hot. You just want to take out the chill. It doesn't make a difference. El mokam sheyev sheshbashu. But in a place, if you over an area where it's not possible for it to become sheyishbashu, to become cooked, elo yischan muktzas. If it's just the temperature is not hot enough for it to become yad seledes, then if you take it out of the refrigerator or out of the freezer, then it's mutter. Then
what's
a flanken?
Plata.
A what?
A plata.
What's a plata?
A hot plate.
So
depends how hot. It's only talking about something that's wet.
Is it yet?
That's good. Okay. He's asking even if it is wet. Okay. The first issue is there shuman? Okay, he makes it very clear. There is shuman. There is congealed fat. The congealed fat will turn into a liquid which is substantial, which you can actually, you can collect it. You can see it, and it'll become boiling hot. That's clearly osur. But if it's not, there is no liquid. Let's say you have a piece of lakshan kugel. Okay, I'm dealing with a dry type of lakshan kugel, even a piece of potato kugel. It's a dry type of kugel where there is no real significant liquid. So then, I don't want to say, because I don't remember correctly. I have to go back to my books.
I had a problem this
and look
week.
It up. There are different situations. Kedera al gabi kedera is for sure mutter. Part of a kedera. And upon
we have one day
after eating, I had a chicken and a piece of kishka in an aluminum tin.
Yeah.
And I put it on the on the where the oven is.
Where did it start from? Was it cold? Was it hot?
It was cooked already. It was a piece of barbecue. It was no fat.
Right now, where is it? Before you start.
I finished eating.
You finished eating.
I put it away.
You want to put it away.
But it was warm still.
It was still warm.
So I put it on, on the gas range.
On the blech.
I didn't have a blech. I had it in the oven. So I put it on top of the gas range on the metal grates.
Is the flame on?
I didn't realize it. The flame was on very low.
Okay.
I didn't realize it until next morning. I smelled chicken.
It's burning.
I'm down and I see it's warming. There's a flame underneath.
Okay. Was there a blech?
No blech.
Ooh, you got a problem then.
I told you you had a problem.
It was already fully cooked.
The chicken is so much better.
Okay. It was already full, but you warmed it up. You warmed it up over a direct fire, so it's problematic. But Mitzvah Shabbos, now it's Bechdei Shiyasu. No, Bechdei Shiyasu is 5 minutes, 2 minutes. So Bechdei Shiyasu is 2 minutes. The amount of time it takes to heat up is Bechdei is 2 minutes. You have to wait. You don't have to wait 24 hours. Bechdei Shiyasu is 2 minutes.
So I was wondering. My question was, I didn't do Bishul.
No, ain bishul achar bishul, but it's still awesome that the rabbanon to put it into a direct. So exactly, it's still awesome that the rabbanon to put it over a direct fire. What it is mutter to do, as long as there's no liquid, it's not, there's no kajilikid, is to put it on a top of a kadeira. No, blech is still a problem because a kadeira is still derech bishul. You have to put it on top of a kadeira, al gabi kadeira. Put it on top of a pot. You have a pot that's on, it's on a pot on the blech. You can put it on top of the pot, or you can put it. It has to just be shalom. Or some people have a radiator near, and people do this, they have a radiator in the winter time, and they want to put on top of the radiator. It's also shloik derech bishul. It's also
mutter. There's a problem with that, because then if you put flesh, the radiator
becomes flesh. So don't put some type of a wrapper on top of a paper bag. Don't make the radiator will become flesh.
Yeah.
For Pesach, you'll have to kasher. It's not a joke. Yeah. It's not a joke. I hope we have this. We have a radiator. It's an old radiator from 100 years ago, and it's right in the perfect position. And we use it all the time. We use it the whole year round. We use it to warm up in the winter time, to warm up the food. So Pesach, we cover it because it's fleshix. All right, let's go further. So the pashtid v'chein pashtid shiyesh b'shumen ein lahamid neginam. Don't forget that about the pshat. That's the perfect marshal for the litvaks. V'chein pashtid shiyesh b'shumen ein lahamid neginam. Do not put neginam dura. Oyel atanu b'makom shiachol la'asri artiach al pi shein daito el lachamim al makom shiav shalish spashul el ischamu uktas shamutu litnam. Period. V'afilu nikrash. What happens as shumen? Let's say. If it congealed, hashumin or hamayim me'amach masakar, even that you're not allowed to do that. So that's mutter. So that is mutter if it's not going to become yatzer ledes. If you have something which is frozen, it's congealed and it's going to melt. But when it melts, it's not going to become yatzer ledes. It's impossible. The temperature is not strong enough. Then it's mutter to put it in the area on top of the blech. Let's say you have the blech, right? You have the blech, and it's not directly over the fire, and it's a long blech. You want to put it on the other end of the blech where it's not so hot, and that part of the blech will never reach the temperature of Yad Sulis. How do I know? Because I can touch the blech.
Yeah.
But if you have a very long blech and the fire is on very, very low, and the tip of the blech on the other end, sometimes it's not Yad Sulis. So if you put your food there, or even a little bit closer, there's no way it's going to reach Yad Seledes Bo, so that would be mutter, even if the food that you have is cold and it has congealed. Nigrash, that is mutter. Avol sechatanur shetminoi boy osu, but you're not allowed to put it directly over the fire. That you're not allowed to do. So putting in taner shetminoi boy, which originally came from osur, lo se shum dover tsoi. What?
Inside
the tanner, aval seicha tanner shehit minoy boy, which is completely enveloped. Aser lo se shum dover tzonin sheyischamim aval pi sheiev shalertiach sham. Even though it's impossible for it to boil there to become hot, when it you're not allowed to do hatmana, or you're not allowed to put something inside an enclosed area, even a dover that's ein the meisef hevel on Shabbos itself, that is also because it's called derech. bishul. It looks like you're cooking on Shabbos, you're putting it directly into the oven, even though the oven is in a low setting, it's cold, and you're warming it up. That is also only when it's on top of the oven. On top of the oven is not derech bishul. That is mutter if it already was once cooked, and it's not going to become yad soledes.
Warm oven, you can't put stuff in.
Our ovens today, some people are makel because of the vents. It's not completely sealed. So I think there are different, derech bishul. The issue is because it's not bishul deraisa. No, it's a takana de rabbanan, it's derech, called derech bishul. It's not bishul mamish, because bishul mamish, first of all, ain't bishul achar bishul. We're dealing here with things that were once already cooked. It's only a matter of recooking them. And it's only a question of becoming yat soledespo. And then there's a shayla of the liquids. Liquids becoming yat soledespo. So it has to be, it's only also when it's derech bishul. Derech bishul is inside a sealed environment. Our modern day ovens, it's not necessarily also because of the vents is no different than putting it on top of the oven itself. It's not mamish derech bishul.
Question from the side.
Yeah.
Both situations, it's not muchzik mevushel.
It's not muchzik mevushel? No, that's already, yeah, you can't play around with it. It's not mevushel. If you have something
No, it's mevushel.
Yeah.
But when you put it on the surface, the top of, let's say, a hot pot, which doesn't look like derech bishul, and it was in a special called tzarchai.
That's mutter. That's what it says. That's for sure mutter. That's for sure mutter. Putting it on top of a pot. Very common to warm up things from the refrigerator by putting them on top of a pot. On top of the cholam. So that is not derech bishul. And it's mutter. And as long as there are no significant amounts of liquids that will turn, that will congeal, that would be mutter. So heating up a kugel on top of a pot is mutter.
What about on top of a kugel? You have an electric
percolator. Same thing.
So, the percolator is the...
Percolator is the pot itself. The percolator is the pot itself.
Is it the pot, or is it that you have the
flame, the flame, the heating element?
It's cooking the water. There's no separate pot.
I don't know the answer. I don't know.
Why should it be worse than the hot pot?
Because two separate things. You have the fire.
The water either from the cook because it's
But that was set up from that was before Shabbos. That's certainly mutter. So that's hot before Shabbos. Here we're dealing with taking something that is cold.
It's like having the fire on the whole time. You're having like the pot is on the fire.
No, it was cooked before Shabbos.
When you have a hot pot, you have an electric element at the bottom of the pot. There's no pot sitting on the element.
It's all one and the same.
It's one and the same. So the chayra.
It's not necessarily one and the same because the water is contained. The water is contained inside a container, and then there's a heating element which acts as the flame. So it's a pot. It's a.
Even though it's connected.
The chayra, it shouldn't make a difference. I don't know for sure. I don't know the answer.
People use hot pots.
So you want to go put something on top of a
before Shabbos.
No, but we're talking about. If you have a pot, let's say you would have a pot that would be part of the oven. You want one of these commercial pots that sit on the flame, that's part of the flame. It's a clean. It's on the. You need a pot. If you need lechayer, you need something in between.
Is that what you have?
You have a percolator. Percolator is plugged into the electricity. The heating element is the base of the pot.
Good, but it's not the steger to take a pot from the frigidaire and put it on top of your percolator.
Of course you do. You warm it up. That's what I'm saying. You can warm up stuff.
During the week?
Huh?
Who does it during the week?
Who has the percolator running during the week?
We're doing shul.
Huh?
Hot water.
Let's go for
a little... Yeah. On top of it. A cup of sense.
You have to ask Rabbi Reisman right there.
Pearl.
Okay, let's go for the... Let's see. Who?
But Pearl's a whole night at the Fiyush Lima.
Since this is not technically aser, ain't bishlach habishul, And you want to warm the food inside the oven, derech bishl mamish for chayla. So in a chanami, so there is room to be makel in certain situations. Oketzas nehagim lahachse b'shabbos hamachol musachat hanur sheteminu boy kevin shehem adayin chanim. Let's say the food is still warm. If the food is still warm, then it's not even, doesn't even look like bishul. Bishul, what is the essence of bishul? You take something that's raw and you put it in an oven, you put it in a pot, a bishul afia, but something which is still hot, even if it's not burning hot, as long as it's hotter, warmer than lukewarm, if the temperature is more than lukewarm, so it doesn't even have the tsura of nirei kibishul. Only when something is cold and you are reheating it, there's a problem of nirei kibishul. So you have to make use of the technique of putting it on top of the oven, not in the oven, and making sure there is no liquid. But something already is at least warmer than normal, there's no problem of derech bishul, and then you can put it inside the oven itself. Achim nitzdanu legamri, assume it, of course, if it completely became cold, that already is problematic, because that's nirei kibishul, that's also medrabanan, ubal nefesh yesh lahachamer b'cholil, ubal nefesh should be machamer.
Let's say you go to a kiddush and you have the electric oven.
Yes, the warmers.
And you take the stuff out and you give it out. And then at the end of the kiddush, you want to put the pots back into the oven.
No, you can't do it.
You can't do it.
That's right, because it's nearer kibavashal.
Right.
It's nearer kibavashal. But if it's still warm to some degree,
it's
then it's
not. It's really cold.
It's sitting around on the tables.
Yeah. You're going to throw it in the garbage anyway, but you can't put it in because it's nirei kibishul.
Right, it's nirei kibishul. Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, let's take a look over here on the Shomer Shem Halacha. Atanush etminu by also losses ayin be'orchas chayim b'shem shud k'seines Yosef shehiti losses l'sech atanush usak me'etzmol tavshul oy pashtido shenistashul me'av Shabbos called tzorchoy. He allows you to put into the oven mamish, his makel into the oven, alfapi shehush ha'shumen nikrash, even though the shumen now is congealed. That's soft melamala. Uvesuma betanu. You can put it in the oven. Hayedei hahevel shenisha shami esmol nimuach v'names. And putting this into the oven, it's going to melt. Now the only reason why is because it's he allows this. He is very makel. He'll, since this is already called bishul, ain bishul achabishul.
It's hot from yesterday. Not that there's a fire there now.
No, he says over here, shuhusak me esmo, right? So it's
on.
No, but it's on. I think.
Oh, yes. They had ovens, they had the. Like,
look weiter.
Lit yesterday, but it's going.
It's going. Look, read further what he says. Rak, shelo yitin al gabe ho esh mamish. So the fire is mamish on. So he's extremely makel. He allows you to put something that was cooked in the refrigerator to put it into the oven mamish, but don't put it in the fire itself. Im nosan oser leechol, but if you put it mamish on the fire, so this means you're putting it in the oven itself. So therefore, this is something which is a little bit different. It's not. It's inside. It's contained. It's contained on all four sides, but it's not mamish on the fire. So being that it's ain bishlach habishul, you're just warming it up. Even though there's going to be some congealed liquid that's going to get hot, it's okay, but don't put it on the fire itself. You have nothing also, but if you put it on the fire itself, he holds that it's also lechel atavshul afilu b'motzei Shabbos, period. Because that's already bishul mamish. That's already.
It's bishul achabishul.
Yeah, but again, they're still thinking it's mechse kibishul. It's nira kimavashel. There's a new concept. Nira kimavashel is only when you put it according to Orchas Chaim, when you put it on the fire itself. The Ketzer Shulchan Aruch is more machmer. He holds putting it in the oven itself, even not over the fire, is also nira kimavashel.
What would happen to bishul achabishul if you put it in? You would have to wait
Matzah Shabbos. Yes, you have to wait. But according to
he's saying it's also Matzah Shabbos. Even if you
want to
wait,
yeah. I feel b'motzei Shabbos because you did mamish and bishul mamish. Okay, I don't know. I hear what he's saying. He's machmir. He holds it. You know, you have to wait more than b'chli. It's also legamri. I feel b'motzei Shabbos. You're right. In Echlam, he's very machmir. The ayin b'shut. I think it's Semach Tzedek from Lubavitch. Hachadoshes. The Mokom Tzerch Gadol Kogoy Mi Shemashke Kar Mazikloy. Person that if it's cold, if the cold liquid, cold soup would cause the person harm. Motor Lo Losses Kedei Lahafik Tzinose Afil Kov Lamadur. You're allowed to put in the oven near the flame in order to warm it up. The Yeish Lel Mi Lismach al kama rishonim haramim rashi dematim lahafshir. They allow a person to take out the chill of something that already has once been cooked. Ein bishlach habishal, and they're very lenient with regard to the prohibition of nira kimavashal. Since been cooked, right now it's cold, it's frozen. You're putting it in, and you're going to put it in even near the fire in order to cool it down. They're also going to be makel, especially in a person that would be injured. Sakana, if he would not do so, the ayin b'shut shalomeshiv shos litin lechem shenefa galgab yatanor lehakshoytsoi. You're now allowed to put bread that's already been baked. You want to go put it on top of the oven lehakshoytsoi to harden the bread. I guess he really means here to warm it up. What we do? Mishum demaksha dover harach, because you're hardening something which is soft. I guess it's called b'yesh bishul or yesh. There is some shinu that is taking place. So he's machner. Now we don't really have that. I don't know. Obviously, he's dealing with different type of toast, different type of bread. That doesn't really happen today. If you take bread and you put it on top of a fire, it turns hard. It dries out for a very long time.
You put the collar in the oven.
Yeah.
The outside.
The crust becomes crust. Okay. The Maksha Dover Harach, he holds it, it's usher. Okay, so look what he says. Now many people they put the chal, they warm the chal and then put it on top of the they do it before Shabbos, it's not a problem whatsoever. But if you do it on Shabbos itself, so in the oven they put it on top of a pot. They put it on the outside of the oven, on top of the pot. I've seen that done. So that seems to be okay. But over here he says that putting it in the oven, al gabe taner, on top of the taner, lak shoysoy mishum de makshud of harach, is aser.
Even on top of the pot?
What?
Even on top of the pot?
No, he doesn't say on top of the pot. He says on top of the oven. On top of the oven, he says, not on top of the pot. Let's see. V'shut milchem esari kosav shalol lo niach pas ofu yishneskasha lisoch tanucham. Don't put it on Shabbos in the oven. She yischamim v'yisrachich, and it becomes soft here. Somehow the opposite is happening. For huva adverim beruchas achayim hachodosh v'hagoyis marasham shom kosav al dover adverim hamulchamos ari shuchumro yisera kevon sheyuchal lefaro the royal achila. You're not really doing anything. Since okay, you can crumble it, the bread the way it is, it's fit to go. So now what you're doing over here, you're not making any major significant change in the bread, so you're not being misakin, and therefore there's nothing in ein afia, ein af mikra, then there's no bishulach rafia, ein afiach rafia. You're not really doing anything wrong with sound of Tosfos. You quote Tosfos, the shas that says, lo tzricha de islay hoshan achriti, or Rashi shamayim shama, talking about pulling off the berries. So you're pulling it to the different, you're pulling the very, since you have another Hoshana, other exam, that if you anyway can accomplish it, you can accomplish a task through something else. So what you're doing now is not called the tikkun. Since you can eat the bread the way it is, or you can crumble it, so what you're doing is not considered to be a tikkun by warming it up and changing its status from hard to soft to hard. I'm not exactly sure of the details, but he holds there that it's not necessarily a problem. I don't know a lot of the modern day halakha applications. Beli neder, if I have a chance, I'll try hard to prepare. Things always work out for me to go look up a lot of these interesting modern day shaylos in Rabbi Riviat Sefer and in the Shabbos Kitchen from Rabbi Simcha Binum Kohn. Those are two great places which I know I'll find a lot of the modern day questions of warming up different types of dishes and challah on Shabbos. So hopefully we'll come back to that tomorrow or the next day. Okay, let's go a little bit further in the meantime. Shabbos also lahatmin ches. Okay, this is that's the next halacha. Halacha hey, b'Shabbos also lahatmin. We once spent a lot of time on hatman. This we had not so long ago. So here we have it again. B'Shabbos also lahatmin b'shum davar. On Shabbos you're not allowed to do hatmana. There are two different types of items which one can do hatmana with, either an item which is moisef hevel or an item that is not moisef hevel. Moisef hevel is something like sand or lime or I don't know, different types of chemicals which when heat comes out of the food, when the naturally comes out of the food, the chemical reaction that these insulators, when they come in contact with internal heat, it causes them to give off a new degree of heat, their own type of heat. And then there are things which are just warmers. Take a blanket, you take a piece of cloth, a towel, and you wrap up a pot in the towel. So are you allowed to do hatmana on Shabbos, something which is on the fire itself? So the answer is absolutely not. You're not allowed, you have a pot that's over an open flame, you're not allowed to drape upon the pot even a davar that's not moisef hevel. The Shabbos also lahatmin b'shem davar, afilu davar she'ina moisef hevel, l'chein, even if it's off the flame, you take a pot off the flame and you want to wrap it up in a shmata, completely seal it. It's derech bishul. It's a takanas chazal. Even though the pot is no longer on the flame, the pot has been taken off the flame, and it's burning hot, it's boiling hot, you are not allowed to take a towel and drape it very tightly around the pot, because it looks like derech bishul. It's a takanas chazal. Even though I'm only using a towel, I'm not taking something which is moisef hevel, it does not matter. This is takanas chazal. But before Shabbos, there's no question, I am permitted to take a pot off the fire, and I'm allowed to drape it, wrap it very tightly in a towel. That is permitted. But I'm not allowed before Shabbos to take a pot off the flame and wrap it in something that is moisef hevel. That may not be done even before Shabbos. So here we have Shabbos itself. B'Shabbos, also l'hatman, I've taken a pot off the flame, I want to wrap it over shum davar, it's also afilum davar shein moisef hevel, even with a towel. If you have a pot which you've cooked something in it, also the korcha on Shabbos itself, when it's burning hot, you're not allowed to wrap it. Or lechasoisa the karim uchasosos with blankets and pillows, chadoyme lishmor chayma, to guard its heat. That's only when it's done der chatmana, which is completely tightly sealed. But if it's not completely tightly sealed, it's draped loosely, or you leave part of it open, or you put it like a pot within a pot. Let's say it's not der chatmana. Der chatmana has to be a tight seal. If I take one pot and I put it inside of another pot, or I put even a thermos, that is not called hatzmana. Thermos is not hatzmana. That you're allowed to pour soup out of, let's say, if you want to pour the soup out of the pot into a thermos, that is mutter. Because a thermos is not derech hatzmana. Derech hatzmana, that's the first kli. The thermos is a kli itself. Hatzmana has to be a kli. The original kli. The thermos is the original kli. Take a shmat and wrapping it around the original kli.
You can't take, let's say, hot soup.
You can't take hot soup.
No, you can't take it and put it into a styrofoam.
If it's tightly sealed, you can't. Thermos is mutter. Thermos is not called hatzmana. Thermos is mutter. What?
It's not closed. Styrofoam is
not. No, they have a cover for it.
Pouring it from a pot into a styrofoam cup. That's
mutter. Oh, styrofoam cup. Yeah, mutter.
No, then he wants to close it.
What if they take the whole pot and put it into styrofoam?
So it's also. What do you mean? The pot itself?
Yeah.
How are you going to have something which fits perfectly? Today you bought something from, you buy something from one of these stores. They frozen things. So they take a regular box sometimes and they put in styrofoam. They round in the box, yeah. And then they put in the frozen meat or whatever it is. So it'll last longer. But that, I don't think that's tattoo because it's not tightly wrapped. That's not. You have to have it's tightly sealed. That tzmana has to be tightly sealed. If there's any loose, how are you going to have styrofoam that's going
to
be...
It doesn't have to be. You have a
custom-made
rectangular picnic styrofoam. You take the pot, put it in, and you put the cover on it.
No, that's not good.
That's...
Because it's not tightly
it's sealed. It's not tightly sealed.
It is not. The pot itself, there's no space between the...
It doesn't have to say there's no space between
that's
the
what
pot.
Tightly sealed means.
Can we table this and have an experiment tomorrow?
No, does that have to be tightly sealed against the pot?
The temperature goes...
Yes, yes.
Oh, it has to touch the pot around the wall?
Yes, every mashu.
There's a little space. It's already mutter.
That's not derech hatzmana. Hatzmana means a shmata. You take a towel, you take a pot off. Let's say the gas goes out.
When the two pillows touch, do you always have a cloth?
No, that's called tightly sealed. For example, it's Friday night, right? The Bala Sabaya, she lights candles, men go to shul, and all of a sudden, in the middle of going to shul, she realizes that the range, the gas, goes out.
Right, so she takes the pot.
So this soup... Okay, so there's so many shiyals on the major soup. So what's going to happen? They're not going to go for another half an hour until they make kiddush. So by the time they come around, the soup is going to be cold. It's not a big pot. So what does she want to do? Just take the pot and wrap the pot in a towel or some type of insulation that will preserve the heat for another half an hour until they're ready to serve the soup. It is usur. It is usur. You can be perfect. That doesn't count. The hinlum pot doesn't count. Taking a towel and wrapping up the towel and wrapping it around the hinlum is derech hatmana, and that is usur because it's derech bishul. Let's say this happened before Shabbos began, during Bein HaShemashos, then you will allowed to do it, but you're not allowed before Shabbos to wrap it up in something which would be moist. Let's say you have a
yes or no, she should take all the towels and put it on the gears over the
loosely.
Loosely, because on the bottom she's not going to get it.
That's right. In Achnan, it will be mutter. In Achnan, that would be permitted. That would be permitted. Hatmona has it from all four sides. Incorrect.
Why is it moist? Well, because normally, if it wouldn't wrap it around, it would go a bit cooler. But because you've got the
it's a gezeres chazal. Hatmona, the way chazal define hatmona is completely sealed. That's how they define hatmona. The big shaila with hatmona is the crock pots. Because the crock pots is a pot within a pot, and the second pot tightly wraps around there are different types of crock pots, but the heating element, you take a pot, you put the pot into one part, and it's pretty tightly sealed. So is that called derech hatmana? So many say no. It's like one pot. It's not called, it's like a thermos.
It's the cover is separate.
It's everything is separate. It's like a thermos. It's not a problem. No, there's another reason. That's the reason for a blech. You want to put aluminum on. So some want to say that there is a shaila of hatmana. So what you do is they put some type of
a little rock
in, or even if you don't put a rock in, you put some type of like aluminum foil and it comes out on the side.
Yeah.
So it comes out, even a plastic, something they use in a plastic also for cleaning purposes. But the plastic also, that breaks in halacha, the halacha's point of view, the hatman, because it's no longer completely sealed as one unit, there is some break which comes out on the side. I will do some of that more next time. Let's just go a little bit further. B'Shabbos, also l'hatman b'shun davar, something which cannot be without rinsing, something which cannot be unless you rinse it. For the very first time, you want to, there's certain types of fruits which are full of the dog meluach mutter, that's different. A dog meluach is mutter. L'sharoyis b'mayim mutzenim wailu fishagam koydim ha-shashuya roi lachid. Because this thing which comes in before you soak. Even before you soak the fish, the salty fish, it can be eaten. So you're not accomplishing anything special by...
It's going to be cold water. You have before them. How what do you care?
Over here, hot water is bishul. We're dealing over here with even cold water. We're dealing over here with something which is even cold. It's the gemar meluach, exactly. Okay, let's go back.
Any examples of this today? I mean, people wipe
fruits and vegetables, the pesticides, and maybe some people you can't, maybe it's so dangerous. I don't know.
Wash off apples,
you wash off. People don't want to eat salty olives, but once you can eat it, that's it. It says right.
Don't eat olives.
Okay. Let's see halach. Let's see ches. Let's see on the bottom the shrimps of halacha ches. The asterisk. B'Shabbos also lahat minayim b'shut l'vishim Mordechai. The also larvus b'Shabbos davar rosh tzuchas shem chamimus. This is a thermos. Okay, what is a tarma. Plish.
Thermoflash.
So you're not allowed to pour. On Shabbos, boil this. We don't agree with this. It's not halach. We don't pass like this. It says first in the article, Shabbos kitchen, that you can do this. But the reason why, let me just say why, is because another reason why thermos is you only hatman is in the original utensil. There's no isra hatman in the kli sheni. If you take soup and you pour soup from one pot into another pot, the second pot you can do hatman. Has to be in the original pot in which it was cooked. Here he's chaylik. Here he says the also laris b'shabes davar rosel something that's boiling hot l'tzuch tzluchas shemechani mustermistat mishum iser hatman b'shabes the gam b'machil atzmo gam kin the food itself he machmir he paskin shayich iser hatman the iser shulchan aruch the mutu it says shulchan aruch the mutu l'chapos kli ala echlem l'shamam me'akvarim. You're allowed to put a utensil on the cleat to prevent it from rodents. Mashma davka l'shamram, he's medayik davka to guard them me'akvarim and from dust. Umei af roiris, from dust. Leka hatmana, aval hasik choyma shaykh hatmana, v'shamar machal atzmai. V'od hevi l'zerayos, he also is machmir, v'hele eitze l'zu, sheyare hachamin, you should pour the water, shreitze l'shafu l'kli, l'kli sheni mikoydem. So what you should do is go to a kli sheni, and then from a kli sheni, go into thermos, v'sham l'tzlochus, v'sham shaykh hasvara, akrude mikaru lei, mirtach karosach lei. You're trying over here to cool it down, and you're going to make it hot. So he basically said kli shli, so you're going to use the term as a kli shli, so then you're cooling it down already, then it's going to be mutter. However, the ayin give a halavayna dematir. Okay, we paskin like this. This is what it says in Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn. Dematir lishbech mashke v'sechas mechliwisham l'sechat zleiches shemach meimus mishum mitam de kaimelon din pinu l'kedei acheres mutter l'hatin gam shams. Because we paskin lach l'maisa, there is no hatmana on the oichel. Hatman is only on the original kli, the original pot that was heated to yatzlis. That's where you now do hatmana. Memela, when you take from water from a kettle and you pour it into a thermos, if the water is no longer the original utensil, so even though it's being the thermos is doing hatmana, it's completely sealed in a way which guards its heat. It's permitted. Mutu lahatn gam shabbos v'achavi kipina l'kedera acheres. It's like you're pouring the liquid from to a different pot. The chain cause of a sefer dark chayim v'shalom heve mikisve yad bal minchas alaz. Again, that is the ikr. That's the way. I never even saw it brought down the other way, like you pass from the levush murcha. That's a very big chumah, which the olim is not knowing to be machmir. Okay, halacha. Let's go to go down. Halacha zayin chardul v'tamcha v'shamani tibulin shalonetul lasvahem chemetz mebaod yom. You didn't add the chemetz to vinim mebaod yom. Also, you didn't have shabbos el b'shinoi. Okay, here we're dealing over here lisha, different inyan. Doing over here kneading or tikkun mana, you're taking mustard, or you're taking over here tamcha, some type of horseradish, and you didn't put the vinegar. So now you're eating vinegar, you're making a dish, you're making a tikkun mana, and you're allowed to do it. So yeah, you can do it, but you must do it with a shinui. Tahainu, you put in the opposite. You put in whatever you would normally put in first, you put in second. Like it's always written about baby food, baby types of porridge. Whatever you would do first, in the on Shabbos, you should do with a shinui. Ela b'shinui. The hainu shiitin l'tchila es hachemetz. First put in the vinegar. B'chliv y'achar kachitin l'secha yes hachadil oya tamcha. V'lo yasen b'lila ova. Another condition. Do not make it thick. If you go and you make it thick batter, that's going to be lisha. That's going to be kneading. But if you make it a b'lila raka, moist, that's going to be mutter. Ela yishra chemetz. First put in a chemetz. Have a lot of vinegar. Shetei b'lila sar raka. V'gam lo yaven v'chav dom. Don't stir with a spoon. That's the chol. That appears like you're cooking. You should use the handle of the spoon. Uchadoyma ella be'etzbo, your finger. You should mix it with the kli at she'sar. So this is a very common example of mixing anything which is turns into a porridge like mixture. You have to do it with a shinui, out of order. A belil racha has to be done a loose batter and has to be mixed in an unusual way with the handle of the spoon or something which you would not ordinarily use. Okay, let's see. Perosh nimsa b'tachas ilan, another halacha, peros which you find underneath a tree. So what's the concern? The concern is noilat. Maybe it fell down on Shabbos itself. As suited it is also afilu betutul shem why naflu hayoyim v'chein kol peros she'etzel eina yehudi im yesh l'stabik shema nitl shu hayoyim also afilu betutul because of shashav noilat. Noilat is the whole first four daf from a sechta beya beitza daf of noilat. Let's go over here. Mahalacha test nabanta chasilan ayin b'shachnar chdilan sheyavshu beirosav v'atelish a tree which sheyavshu. Even though the tree is dead, a dead tree, and now you pull off of an apple from a dead tree, so am I really doing anything? Is it really called toilish? No, it's chayiv, because bottom line is, it's still attached. So the person should not pull off an apple from a dead tree. It's not so simple, depends exactly how dry it is. There are different levels of dryness. If it's completely dry grass, it's like it's already detached. There's no chiv carbon, but you're not allowed to do it anyway. What about onions? be'aliyah, which takes root in the attic, she'yesh ba'ofen. You go to the attic of your building and you go look at the attic, you'll find there onions are growing in on the dust, in the dirt. In the shtar shusham, if they take root, v'gam rotze be'hasharoshan, ha'toilesh, chayiv, if it takes root, and you also want to uproot them.
No, you want them to be rooted.
You want them, so you want them rooted. Then hacholish chayiv afal pi shekol abotzel megula. Even though it's not the way onions normally grow, onions only grow underground. Here, being that it's on your roof, they're not growing in the normal way. The onions are exposed; they're not buried in the dirt, in the earth. It doesn't matter since they take root. They are rooted in the building. The earth is attached to the building, and the building is taking root. It's enough. The enderech nul mekach doesn't matter. Avlam nof aleim yapoyles. But what happens if you have onions are building, you have just some rubble, the nisbichu ha'amos shel ha'betzalim, and the roots, the amos are like the roots, the shirashim of the betzalim somehow got clogged, got attached to this rubble, the olin megulin, and the leaves are exposed, v'nishtar shusham oz, afilu im eina reitze b'hashterosan, even if you don't want them to take root, chai, because once it's rubble, once a building has collapsed upon it, it becomes mamash a chenik of the karka, so automatically has the status of mechubal karka. When it's attached to a building on top of a roof, that's not the way it normally grows. You can't say that it's called, that it's mushush in the karka, because it's on top of a building, it's on a roof. So then, it's only if you want it to take root, you're satisfied, then the chazal machmer. But if the building collapsed, so there's no longer a building, everything which is on the ground is becomes tuffle to the karka, so then automatically, if it takes root, automatically has the status of karka, and if you toilish, there's the chiyah b'loch of the reisa. Alright, Emir Tashem will try to do some more of this tomorrow. Tomatoes, the same thing, what?
They come on a vine, you buy in with the vine.
Yeah, once it's detached. Once it's detached. You have a whole cluster of grapes. Every grape, you can tell me chai for Talisha, I have a cluster of grapes. Every grape is...
Yeah.